Last time at the end of the Chabura, we began discussing the Takanas Rebbe Shabbosados. So let's revisit that and go weiter. The Gemara told us on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph in Maseches Nida that Hiskin Rebbe Shabbosados, Rebbe made a Takana for the Amoratzim. The Rasa Yom Echa Teshev Shisha Vehu. If a woman sees Dam on one day, even though she may well be a Zava, in which case she would be Tahora. Nevertheless, we're machmir to avoid confusion between Yemei Nidus and Yemei Ziva to treat her Lachumra as a Nida, and she would have to count 7 days. Shnayim Teshiv Shisha Vehein. If she sees Dan for 2 days, Mitakanas Rebbe Shavasados, she needs to wait a total of 8 days. As Rashi explains, perhaps day one was the end of a Ziva cycle, and day two was the beginning of a Nida cycle, or as Tosas explains, perhaps day one was Dam Tahor, that was mistaken for Dam Tameh, and day two is identically Dam Tameh. Now either way, the Tosas here, Rush points out over here, and other Rishonim say this as well, in the classic printing of the Gemara, it's the fourth long line in Tosas here, Rush, he says, Vitzarosh, as far as situation number two, or number one, Yom Echa Teshev Shisha Vahu, Vitzarach Sheyu Nikiyim, Shevachal Yom Shetira Misapka Dilma Hashta Havit Chilas Nida. That additional count of the 6 extra days, or in the case of 2 days of Re'iyah, the 6 days on top of that, those all have to be days that are Nikiyim. What's the concern? Let's say she sees Dam on day one, and she does not see any Dam on day two, or day three, or day four. So we should consider her now, Lechumra is Anida, so that she'd have to count days 1 through 7, and then could go to the mikvah. But what would happen if she sees Dam on day 1, she's clean on day 2 and day 3, and then she sees Dam again on day 4? Well, maybe day 4 is the authentic beginning of the period of Nidus, in which case she would have to count 7 days beginning on day 4. So this Takana of Rebbe requires that the additional days be clean days, such that she, any way you slice it, the last day of Riyas Dam would be considered the first day of Nidus, and she'd have to count 7 days from then. And then the third element of Takanas Rebbe was Shlosha Teshev Shiva Nekiyim. If she sees Dam for 3 days, then we have to treat her as a Zava Gedola. Maybe she's only a Nida, in which case she'd only have to wait another 4 days, but maybe she's a Zava Gedola, and then she has to count Shiva Nekiyim at the end of her Riyah. So that's the Takanas Rebbe Shabbosados for the benefit of the Amoratzim. After the Takanas Rebbe, the Gemara tells us in the next line, Amar Zera Benos Yisrael Lechmira Latzman Shafilu Roa Sipa Sam Kechardol Yoshos Aleha Shiv Nekiyim. That Rebbe reported a Chumra of the Benos Yisrael that sounds like a grassroots Chumra, that even if they see a Tipa Sam Kechardol, even if they see a small amount of blood the size of a mustard seed or the color of a mustard seed, Yoshva Sala Shiva Nikim, they have to count Shiva Nikim. So what is the Chumra Benos Yisrael? What did that add over Takanas Rebbe Shabbosados? And what is the significance of this phraseology of Tipas Dam Kechardol? So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos and Daf Kaf Beis, the Gemara there, the reason the Gemara in Brachos is talking about the name of Reb Zera, is the Gemara there in Brachos Lamed Aleph has the halacha that a person should be omei l'tfilah, a person should begin davening after learning a halacha psuka, after learning a Gepaskin halacha. So the Gemara's example of a Gepaskin halacha is this memra of Reb Zera. Even though, as we'll see, the clarity of this halacha may be somewhat ambiguous, so it's an interesting choice of halacha psuka, which reminds me of the Gemara in a few places had the expression of kediyas abekutcha. Last year we learned zechus ksuba, so there it's there in Daf Samach that something is as clear as kediyas abekutcha, as an egg in yogurt. So if you look at the Bali Tosis here and trying to explain what the halacha of kediyas abekutcha is, it's not necessarily the clearest halacha either. So it's just interesting that sometimes the there may be a pattern, but the example of what should be halacha psuka or kediyas abekutcha aren't necessarily the most intuitive examples. Be that as it may. So Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph Daf Yarif explain as follows. So the the Rabbeinu Yonah first rejects two interpretations of this Maimer that he thinks are inaccurate. Interpretation number one is that the Chumra is in terms of the color of blood. That a color of blood, the color of a mustard seed, would L'Chumra render a woman Tamea. So we'll have to talk about Mar Asam a little bit later, but Rabbeinu Yonah rejects that because the Gemara elsewhere indicates that a chardal-like color would be Tamea anyway, so that's not a Chumra. And the second shot that he rejects is that maybe it has to do with the size, and he says that's also inaccurate. The Gemara tells us in Daf Mem, Mishnah, that a Nida becomes Tamea with a Kolshu of Dam. So it can't be that the Chumra was in the size either. So rather, Rabbeinu Yonah explains as follows, and this is the position of Rov Rishonim who address Chumra Benos Yisrael, that when I only have Takanas Rebbe Shevasados, so what would emerge is that if a woman sees a dam for one day, she only has to count an additional 6 days. Reb Zeira came along and reported that Benos Yisrael were machmirin themselves that even if they see blood for one day, they have to count an additional 7 days. So the additional chumra Benos Yisrael was in that case to essentially add a single day to the count. And what is the chiddush of tipa stam kachada? What is the consideration? That you might have thought, you know, the reason that you have to add one day to the count of Takanas Derebi is that maybe even though she only sees dam for that one day, maybe there is residual dam that was bottling up in her body that hadn't yet come out, which is dam tame. We'll learn that a woman becomes tameya if there is dam min hamakar, which I hope probably after the Amun Tovim to have a OBGYN come in to discuss some of the anatomy issues and some of the medical issues that come up that we have to be aware of. But the Mishnah tells us in Daf Yud Zayin a little bit about biology, and generally we assume that makor means the uterus. So blood that renders a woman nida is uterine blood, or as Rav Schechter quotes the language of the Chazanish, the chelak hasvogi, the endometrial lining in the uterus, when that sheds, blood comes out, that renders a woman tamea. But a woman is tamea even if that dam does not leave the body, as long as it leaves the uterus and is on the way out, that itself could render a woman tamea. So the concern is that maybe a woman sees blood on day one, but really there was blood that was bottled up, hadn't yet come out yet, but had already left the makor. So you might have thought that such a consideration is only relevant if the quantity of blood that comes out on that one day of Re'iyah is a significant quantity of blood. Then you might say, well, there's a big flow now, so it's possible that even though it's only flowing out now, that it already left the uterus 2 days earlier, and you have 3 days of dam ziva. But if all I see on day one is a tipas dam kecharda, all I see is a little bit of blood, so that would be a ridiculous chumra to say that you have to be choshesh, maybe there was a bottleneck of blood that was still out of the makor the last 2 days. So the chumra of Hebzera of the Benos Yisrael is that no, even if it's only tipas dam kecharda, even if it's only a small quantity of blood that comes out on day one of her re'iyah, we're still concerned that maybe there's some possibility that there already was blood that left the makor 2 days previously, and she's a zava min hatorah. And that's the chumra of the Benos Yisrael, and that's the lashon of tipas dam kechardo. So what emerges, according to the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, is that the essential addition of chumras Benos Yisrael over the Takanas Rebbe Shevasados was that a woman who sees blood for one day needs to wait an additional day. But if a woman sees blood for 3 days, then there isn't any additional chumra that Benos Yisrael were Noheg above and beyond what was already instituted as part of Takanas Revi Shevasados. In both of those situations, if a woman sees blood for 3 days, she has to wait an additional Shiva Nikiyim. So this interpretation of Chumra Benos Yisrael is also pretty much emerges from Rashi in Megillah and Daf Chavches Amid Beis, and the Tosfei Harash and the Ritva in our Sugya. There's a slight variation on this in the Chidushei Haran in our Sugya here in Nida. The Ran poses the question directly. The Ran writes, the Keva and the Takansa, the Rebbe Motzi and Midei Kol Safek, since the Takana Rebbe basically covers all bases and removes the possibility of confusion between Dam Nida and Dam Ziva, so Lam Hechmir Benos Yisrael Atman Shafil Rebbe Tiplos Dam Kechardo Yosh Vesel Hashem Nekim. What was the additional Chumrah of Benos Yisrael over the previously existing Takanas Rebbe Shebesadas? So the Ran answers, Kadesh lo yitu b'davar, there may still be room for error. Shelif amim have a zava gedola. Sometimes a woman may be a zava gedola. V'tei svura shelo rasa el shnayim. So she may have seen 2 days of ri'ios. So let's say she saw dam on Sunday and Monday, and according to Takanas Rebbe Shebesados, she only has to now count an additional 6 days. If she was a zava, she'd have to count an additional 7 days. But maybe, even though she thinks she only saw 2 days, the first Re'iyah was during Bein HaShloshos of day one, meaning day zero leading to day one, and maybe that Re'iyah really started on the previous day. So she thinks it's 2 days, but maybe it's really 3 days, and that is the additional Harvacha of Chumras Benos Yisrael. It's just interesting to note, if you look in Rashi on Megillah, Daf Kaf Chesam and Beis, the way Rashi explains the Chumrah of the Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira, it almost sounds like it includes everything, including Takanas Rebbe, and it doesn't present it as adding on to Takanas Rebbe. So just a note, if you want to take a look at Rashi's Lashon in Megillah and see what you think. Yeah. Sorry.
Rashi said that there can be a Nida who sits side of him.
There could be.
Mm-hmm. So why does he call it Dam Nida? Rashi, she says that. Where he's saying a zava gedola count shouldn't again.
Right.
And then if on the seventh day she sees blood, he said that's dam, he called that dam nida, that would require to sit another shouldn't again.
Well, that's whatever dam that is, that is so sufficient Zion Nikiam of a Zava. That's the closest
right.
As well. So why is it called a dam nida, not dam ziva? Even if, and it could be dam nida, and it would still be so, sir. Whether,
but it is, isn't Rashi, she did it all the while that she hasn't had full, sevenfold, as opposed to Rabba.
Correct, right. So you're asking, why does Rashi use the term Nida there and not Ziva? Is it lapped after? I'm not sure. I have to look at that carefully. It could be that sometimes the term is lapped after. In that context, where they can say lapped after, look again, I don't have the lesson in front of me. I hear the question. Okay. If you look at Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel and Halacha Dalet. The Rambam writes, "Bimei Chachmei HaTalmud Nistapek Hadavar Harbe Dur'iyos Hadamim." So there is a doubt, significant doubt, about the Re'iyos Dam. The Niskalkalu Havestos and people's Vestos got all messed up. Lefi Shalohia Koach B'chol Anoshim Limnos Yimei Nida V'Yimei Ziva, because it was difficult to keep proper calculations of Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva. Again, remember, according to the Rambam, it's more intuitive why women would get confused between Nida and Ziva, because you have to keep a personal count that could go back for a while. Lefika Chachmira Chachamim B'davar. And therefore, the Chachamim were Machmir, the Gazru Sheyu Kol Yimei Ha'isha Kimei Zivasa, and they were Gozer that all Re'iyos of a woman should be treated as Yimei Ziva, via Kol Dam Shetira Safei Dam Zivas. And every Dam that she sees should be Safei Dam Zivas. So this is the Rambam formulation of Takanas Rebbe. The Rambam doesn't formulate, first of all, the Rambam doesn't formulate the specifics of 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, as the Gemara has. Secondly, the Rambam formulates it simply as everyone being machmir, that every dam is safek dam zivas, even though the way we explained it, there's also a situation where you'd be machmir to treat that which could be ziva as you may nida. So I looked around and I didn't see much discussion of the Rambam, but just to note, the Rambam's formulation is not necessarily what you would have expected. And then the Rambam writes, "Odech mi Rebenos Yisrael al Atman Chumra Yiseir al Zu." There's an additional Chumra above and beyond the original Takana. V'nagu kulam b'chol makam sheyesh Yisrael shakol bas Yisrael shetir adam afilu l'ras elatipa kachardo b'vad u'pasak adam saferes ha'shivas yimei nikim v'afilu ras be'eis nidasa. So even if you know full well that is during the period of nidus, you still have to count 7 days. Okay, I'm going to come back to this Rambam a little bit later, but I just wanted to point out to you the Rambam's formulation of Lacha Gimel of Takanas Rebbe Shabbos Adas. There is an interesting line of the Ravan. The Ravan is in Simen Shin Yuchas. I saw it in the Kovetz Shitas Kamoi. Also quoted partially in the footnote in the Rashban Osugya. The Ravan writes the following: Ubasar Rebbe Achmiru Tvei. After the period of Rebbe, there was an extra chumrah. V'chein v'nos Yisrael bein tamidei chachamim bein nishei amei haaretz. And the additional chumrah encompassed all of v'nos Yisrael, even among the tamidei chachamim. That sounds like the original Takanas Rebbe was limited to the Amoraim, and Takanas Rebbe Shivas Ados, and it wasn't necessarily accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. And then Chumras Benos Yisrael, referenced by Reb Zeira, included and perhaps built upon, but included Takanas Rebbe Shivas Ados and expanded its application to all of Klal Yisrael. So, unlike, perhaps in addition to what most of the Rishonim write, that essentially the Chumras Benos Yisrael only added one day in a situation where there's a Re'iyah of one day or 2 days, but added nothing beyond that, here the possibility that maybe it added a lot, and maybe even the Takanas Rebbe was not fully accepted until a later period. Yeah?
How do you understand what the Gemara says in the Chumras Rebbe Zeir that they have to sit Shiva Nikim? According to Rebbe, in any situation, they only just have to sit 7 days, but not necessarily Shiva Nikim.
No, so that's what we said from the Tosei Arash, that you do need Shiva
Nikim.
Right? Okay. So, most Rishonim reject the possibility that the Chiddush of the Lashon of Kibbutz Dan Kechardas is the size. There is a Sidrei Tara. You should begin familiarizing yourself with the Sidrei Tara. Sidrei Tara is a phenomenal work that is printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, written in the Mechaber lived in the second half of the 18th century. The Sidrei Tara suggests that maybe you could accept such a position, that the significance of Kibbutz Dan Kechardas is indeed in the size, in that where there's a minimal amount of dam, even though it's true that that dam is metame, maybe that dam is only metame where we know that the dam comes min hamakor. But if we do not know that it comes min hamakor, maybe we could be told that it came from another source. And Chumras Benos Yisrael says that no, even if the dam is of minimal size and does not come min hamakor, and we know it doesn't come min hamakor, or you don't know for sure that it came in a mocker, maybe you still have to be machmir. So this relates to things that we'll discuss in the context of Hargasha and Ksamim, but that's just a marmakum to be aware of. Seder Tara here in Simen Kuf Pe Gimel, Seif Katan Gimel. Now, in terms of the acceptance of Takanas Rebbe and Chumras Benos Yisrael, I just want to present to you two marmakumos in either direction, which goes as follows. There's a tshuva of the Raviyah, which was published from the Ksav Yad in the Sefer Zikaron for Rabbi Tzal Jolti. Rabbi Jolti was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, author of the Mishnas Yaivitz, a member of the Beit Din HaGadol, a prolific Talmud Chacham a generation ago. So in the Sefer Zikaron, I think published by Masada Rav Kook, for him, someone printed from the Ksav Yad a few selected Tshuvas HaRaviyah on Hilchos Nida. So they have their Tshuvas HaRaviyah that makes the following observation, that according to some of the Bali Tos, according to Rebbe Natan, apparently the Chumrah of Benos Yisrael that was referenced by Reb Zeira actually was in practice during the days of the Tanaim. How do they know this? So there's a Gemara that you may be familiar with in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos and Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara there has a story, Tana Devei Eliyahu, that there was a certain Talmud Chacham, or a Talmud, who was Shona Harbe, Kara Harbe, Shimish Tamid Chacham Harbe, and he died at a very young age. So he asked the question, is Almana asked, how could it be that this tremendous Talmud Chacham died at such a young age? So one day, the author of Tana Devei Eliyahu was talking to this woman. She poured out her dilemma, and he said, "Biti b'mei nidosecha nidosayich ma'u etzlecha." What was your relationship during your period of nidus? So she said, "Chas v'shalva fi l'vespek tano l'nagavi." We had no contact. "B'mei libun nayich ma'u etzlech." What about the days of libun? So she said, "Achali mi shasi mi yashini mi bekir basar." So we weren't noheg all the harchakos, but martila baruch hamakom shaharaga, that he deserved to die. So machlokas vishoni here. What are the yimei libunayich? The Rashi says yimei libunayich are the shivanikim. Vinatam there, quote in Tosos, says that there was a practice of being tovel twice. That a woman would be toveles after 7 days from her original re'iyah, which is the time of nidus min ha-Torah, but then she would still be noheg iser levaila until the end of the period of libun, which essentially means the period of the additional days that we are machmir to count. So that sounds like the fact that they have this practice of two tefillos, one after 7 days and one later, that even in the time of the Tanaim, because we're presuming that Tana Devei Eliyahu is a Tanaitic work, even during the time of the Tanaim, they were Noheg Chumras Durim Zeir. And it happens to be, this doesn't prove Chumras Durim Zeir, if anything, it just proves Takanas Rebbe Sheva Sados, because Takanas Rebbe Sheva Sados, as you pointed out, is all but one day removed from Chumras Benos Yisrael. So all you see from there necessarily is that they were Noeg Takanas Rebbe Sheva Sados, which I guess is not as surprising. The Ramban, as we said, the Feirish of the Gemara there on Shabbos, that you see from the Rebbeinu Tam's interpretation of this Tana Devei Eliyahu, that they were Noeg Takanas Rebbe Sheva Sados, and they have this practice of two tefillos. Now the Rabbi says that maybe can't prove anything, because even in Tana Devei Eliyahu, there are certain episodes that are from the Tkufas HaAmorayim, not from the Tkufas HaTanayim, and maybe this episode took place after the time of Reb Zera. Yeah?
Can you just go more down? Zayin Nikim here, after Yemei Nida. So why does that prove Yidu?
The practice there was, the way the Rebbeinu Tam explains, they were Tovel twice. They were Tovel, let's say she was Ro Adam, on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay? So their practice was that Nina Torah, if that's Dam Nida, she can be Tovelis after 7 days, meaning after two clean days. So the practice was to be Tovelis after a total of 7 days, and then the practice was to count Shiva Nakiyam from the end of the Re'iyah, so that would be another 5 days, and she'd be Tovelis again after those 5 days. So that's reflective of Takanas Rebbe Sheva Sados.
Meaning 7 days from the first stealing of blood and 7 days
from the last. Right. Okay.
That's also only about the Rebbeinu Tam.
Right, according to Rashi, Yimei Libunayach means the Libunayach Milashim Levanim, that a woman who is doing bedikos and is counting Shiva Nakiyam wears white clothing, that's Yimei Libunayach, but she was only Tavela once.
Right, so that wouldn't be...
Right, that doesn't help us. Rabbi Willer points out that there's a Nesha Chachma in Parshas Bo, on the Pasuk, V'atem lo seitzu ish mi pesach beisawai boker, that the Meshe Chachma there discusses the notion of siag daraisa, that sometimes there are certain boundaries that the Torah tells us about that aren't rabbinic in nature. He talks about how the siagim were kept Klai Yisrael going in Mitzrayim, and then he has a discussion of certain different siagim. So in that context, he mentions that the Chumrah of Reb Zera and essentially the Takanas Rebbe are not going to be Noheg anymore Bimos HaMashiach, for the simple reason that we'll have to know who's actually a Zava, who's not, for purposes of a Korban. If you're just going to be Machmir and treat every Nida as a Zava, then you're going to end up having situations of Chulin V'Azara. So that can't be. So it must be that this Takanas Rebbe and Chumrah Benos Yisrael is not going to be Noheg b'malos hamashiach. Rabbi Willie points out maybe that's pshat in the minhag Yisrael that women when they go to the mikveh they say yiratzon shigana beis hamikdash meher b'yameinu to show that we want to be at a time where we're not going to be knowing these chumras anymore. Okay. The next question we have to address is whether this chumras b'nos Yisrael is formalized in halacha as an absolute din, or does it still have the status of a minhag? So as we noted at the beginning of the shiur, the Gemara in Brachos identifies the chumra b'nos Yisrael as a halacha psuka. So halacha psuka sounds like it's a gepaskin halacha, it's an absolute halacha, even if it may have started with some kind of grassroots origin, but eventually it became a gepaskin halacha that a person has no right to do away with. So if you look in the Ritva in our sugya here, he says the same thing, and he writes, you see from the Gemara in Brachos, Lamanu ki chachamim kiblu mehem, that the chachamim accepted this practice of the Benos Yisrael, the asu asa takana, and they made it into an absolute formal takana. Upasha isure b'chol ha'olam, and the iser was nispasha, the iser spread into the entire world. Ve'en karach levadlo v'lo lahakel v'chlal, and there's no ability to be nevatalit or to be mako about this practice. So says the Meiri in our sugya, so says the Ramban in Hilchos Nida. You should be aware, if you're not, that the Ramban, in addition to his Perish al Hadaf in the Hilchos Nida, also has a chibur called Hilchos Nida, which is printed in the same volume as the Chidush Ramban. So if you're not aware, you should be aware of that. The Ramban writes in his Hilchos Nida, Perik Aleph Halacha Yates, L'tikach Asher La'adam L'hakel Ba Roshel Li'olam. A person is not allowed to be mako about this takanas de Reb Zera, or the chumra b'nos Yisrael of Reb Zera, ever. That also sounds like the mashmos of Tosus in Megillah. Tosus in Megillah, Kavchesa Mebeis, is bothered by the question, what is the ke'en de araisa of this chumra? We generally assume that a takana de Rabbana wouldn't institute a takana unless there's some de araisa model for the concept. So Tosus asks, what's the de araisa model for having to count Shivanakiyam where you see a minimal amount of blood? The Tosfos answer is that you could have a situation of a Zava Gedola who sees days 1, 2, 3, and then she counts 7 clean days, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and on day 7, she sees a Tibas Dam Kechardo, that's Sosir, the entire count, and she has to count 7 clean days again. So that's the Ke'en de Araisa of Chumra B'nos Yisrael. So that, at first glance, sounds like if Tosus is bothered, what's the Ke'en D'Araisa, then it must be a formal takana. Even though Rav Shechter always quotes from the Rav, that the Rav was careful to try to explain the Ke'en D'Araisa for even Minhag Yisrael. You can look in the Hakdamah to Nefesh HaRav for many examples of that. So if you go with that approach, so even if it's a Minhag, you still might want to explain the Ke'en D'Araisa. It's actually interesting, just parenthetically, if you look in the Marsha Chidushei Agodas, the very last piece in Maseches Nida, the Gemara Nida concludes with the Memra of Kolashona Halachas B'chol Yom, which also is included in the Gemara Megillah Kavches immediately after the citation of the Memra of Reb Zera. So the Marsha says, what's the connection between Kolashona Halachas B'chol Yom and the Memra of Reb Zera? He suggests that you might have thought, once you have Takanas Rebbe Shimon Sadas, and once you have Chumra B'nos Yisrael, then the Maseches Nida is easy, because we've accounted for all possibilities, there's no room for error, and you don't have to learn the Masechta anymore. Everything's been decided already. So, Kamash Malan, then no, there's still the din of the Schar, or Kol Shana Lachat B'Kol Yom, for learning the Maseches Nida. Okay. So all these Rishonim that we just quoted sound very much like the Takana of Reb Zera, or the Chumra B'nos Yisrael, reflected by Reb Zera, is an absolute din, Takana, cannot be negotiated in any way. The Rambam that we quoted earlier may have a mashmos otherwise. The Rambam again wrote, the Odech Mira B'nos Yisrael Atzman Chorma Yisera, the Nagu Kulam. So that lashon of Nagu Chorma Yisera may imply Minog, even though that could also just be explaining the history. But it ends up being formulated l'maisa in a more rigorous way. The one Rishon who does say pretty explicitly that it remains a minhag is the Baal Hamor. Baal Hamor in the Baal Hamor has asagos on the Raivis Balei HaNefesh. So there are two hasagos of the Baal Hamor. They can be found in Shar HaTvila Sif Katan Aleph, or Os Aleph, and Shar HaSfira VaBedika, Sfiras and Bedikos, Os Gimel. So Baal Hamor there writes pretty explicitly that it is only a minug and remains a minug, and there are certain halakha lamaisa ramifications of that, as we will discuss in a little bit. So the reason this is relevant is there is a fairly well-known piece by Rav Gusterman in the end of the Kuntzei Shiurim on Maseches Kiddushin. So he has a very lengthy essay there on the topic of the status of minhagim. And in the end of that lengthy essay, he raises the following question. Is there ever a possibility of negotiating this practice of Shiva Nikiyam? When would you want to... the practice of Chumra B'nos Yisrael, of counting Shiva Nikiyam across the board, when would you want to negotiate that? In a situation of what we call Orthodox infertility. Usually, a woman will ovulate around the time that she goes to the mikvah, let's say on day 12, 13, 14 of a cycle. And then if a woman ovulates during that time, so there is the possibility of conceiving. Some women ovulate earlier in the cycle, and if a woman ovulates too early in the cycle, then there's no possibility of conceiving naturally if she has to wait until a significant amount of time, a couple of days after her ovulation. So this is discussed in Poskim in two different contexts. Number one, we'll get to the fact that because of the din of Palet of Shechva Zera, not going into any details now, but a woman is only allowed to be Masik Vitara and to start counting her Shiva Nikiyam after 5 days from her initial Re'iyah. So there's some discussion in Poskim, which we'll get to when we discuss that, as to whether you can negotiate down that fifth day. Practically speaking, that doesn't help most people because most women, Bezman Hazeh, will generally have Re'iyah Saddam for 5 days, not for just 4 days. So in a situation where that's not an option, that's not going to help you, the question is, can you negotiate these 7 days and assume that in the Ikar Din, a woman is considered a Nida, not a Zava, and these additional 7 days are only a Chumra. So Rav Gusterman suggests that maybe this question relates to a Machlokas Rambam and Ravid in Hilchos Korban Pesach. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph, Kisha Adam Ochel Es HaPesach, Chosei Chabasar VeOchel, VeChosei Chatzomos Min HaPerek. So when a person eats a Korban Pesach, so he cuts the meat, and from a certain point in the meat, you're then allowed to cut through or up to the bone. V'kishe Yagia V'gid HaNasha. When you get to the Gedon Asha, Motsiya Umanicho Imshara Gidim Latzamos, Vakromos, Shayos, and Bishas Achil. When you get to the Gedon Asha, you remove the Gedon Asha in its entirety, including all the other Gidim Latzamos, Kromos that are connected to the Gedon Asha, and you roast that entirely as a full piece. The Ravid is Masig, the Chaye Roshi, Ein Isser Godol Mizeh, Shayitzla HaPesach and Gedon Asha. V'im Shmana, V'im Tarba. These are all Yisurim. You can't eat a Gedon Asha. You can't eat the Chelev Hagid. So if you're going to roast the Korban Pesach together with the Chelev Hagid and the Gedon Asha, then you are eating Machalas Asuros. The Ravid writes, V'im Eska V'Ochel Pesach V'yavi L'fanai Kaza. If I would be celebrating Pesach together with the Rambam, the Rambam would give me a Korban Pesach according to his Shita. I Yisi Chovta B'Karka L'fanav. I'd slam it down the ground. So what's the machlokas? So the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam didn't mean to say that you're so led the Gedon Asha, or, at least the Gedon Asha itself, we say, Ein Begidim and Osein Tam. So if you're so led the Gedon Asha together with the Korban Pesach, then there's no problem in the Sinas Tam. And what about the Shuman Agid? So Shuman Agid is only Aser Minag Yisrael. Yisrael Kedoshim Nogu Ba Iser. But the Ikar Adin, there's no Iser to eat Shuman Agid. So, b'makom adin deraisa, where min haTorah, you're supposed to avoid any possibility of chasichas, of shviras etzem, of chasichas eber, you can't cut up the Korban Pesach, so then this min haYisrael, not to eat the shuman agid, was never relevant to a situation where it would interfere with a din d'oraisa. So that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. And Rav Gustaman suggests that that may be the machlokes Rishonim here as well about the nature of Chumrat Benos Yisrael. If it is an absolute din, so there's no room for negotiating. If it's simply a minug, so a minug could be negotiated where it flies in the face of other values like the mitzvah peruvu. And he quotes a tshuva of the Galia Masechta, Siman Dalid, who advanced this argument that maybe there's room to be mako on the 7 days of Chumra Derabzeira in situations of peruvu under extenuating circumstances. Rav Gustaman concludes that he doesn't want to take this on his own authority, but he's raising the question that maybe there may be grounds to be mako.
It's a peruvu versus the isra.
There are various rules and regulations. Well, first of all, it's not a. If we're concerned that this may be chashash deraisa, so that we have to be concerned about the chashash deraisa, maybe she's a zava. And there are various rules and regulations about gafei dochalosa, say the specifics of which we won't get into now, but it wouldn't conform with all of those specifications. Now, the problem with this approach seems to be, at first glance, that we began by explaining the relative relationship between Takanos Rabbi Shiva Sados and the Chumra Benos Yisrael. And what emerged, according to Rav Yishonim, is that Chumra Benos Yisrael only added on maybe a day to the Takanos Rabbi Shiva Sados in a situation in which you only had a Riyah of 1 day. If you have a Riyah of 3 days, which is standard to have a Riyah of at least 3 days, then it didn't really add anything substantive to the original Takanos Rabbi Shiva Sados. So even if you were to argue that there are grounds to be liberal about the application of Takana of Chumra Benos Yisrael, you still have to contend with Takana Rabbi Shiva Sados, which is a formidable problem in and of itself. Unless you're going to take an approach like the Ravan, that maybe the original Takana of Rabbi was only for the Amoratzim, and it's only Chumra Derev Zera that any of that applies to all of Klai Yisrael, but that would be, I think, a chiddush to say. The Baal Amar that is of this opinion that it's only a minhag, it potentially raises the same question. Rabbi Willer pointed this out in a related context, that the Baal Amar there says, because it's only a minhag, so we don't have to be machmir for some of the chumras that we have for tefillah. As we'll see later in the year, that even though a mi'ikir adin, a zava could go to the mikvah on day 7, even though a mi'ikir adin, a nida could go to the mikvah, she didn't go the night after day 7 on day 8, but there are various gzeiras rabbanon of shema tira v'tistor, or srach bita, that preclude a woman from going to the mikvah during the daytime. The Baal Amar says that no, nowadays that we have the chumra derev zera, a woman could go to the mikvah in the daytime, because that's only a chumrah. In the Ikar Adin, she already completed her Yimei Nida. In the Ikar Adin, she's not a Zava. So the chumrah that we have of not going to the mikvah during the daytime doesn't apply in our contemporary situation. So that also begs the same question. According to the Baal Amor, very good. So the chumrah during Zera doesn't apply, but you still have the Kanas Rabbi Shiva Sados. Unless you say the same kind of idea, that according to the Baal Amor, the Chumra Rabbi Shiva Sados was only limited to the Amoratzim and never extended to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Lemaisa, the poskim generally reject the position of the Galia Masechta. The Rav Avadia and the Taras Savai is beginning on page 28 has a discussion of this. If you look in Shuvas Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph Simin Sadi Gimel, he writes that someone had approached him who was having fertility problems for a couple of years, and people keep on bothering him. Can we be nakel about anything? And they bother Rav Henkin also, and they're all reluctant to give any kulas. And then he writes at the end, I can't really put anything else in print, but if you want to come speak to me in person, then it's better that we should talk in person. So if that conversation happened, what the conversation was, I don't know. Rabbi Ezra Schwartz told me a story that his father was involved in some similar conversation with someone else, or he was present for some conversation with someone else with Rav Moshe, but he wasn't sure what the outcome of that conversation was. But that is discussed. Chuvas Yabiya Omer Chelik Beis Evan Ezer Siman Aleph discusses the possibility of a woman in this situation of infertility of having a procedure of artificial insemination during during her Shiva Nikiyam, where he concludes that there is what to be made about. You can take a look at that Shuvah. One other marmakam of note, Chuvas Beis Avi, Rabbi Libus, who's a big Talmud Chacham in the Bronx a generation ago, who has Chuvas Beis Avi. So in Chelek Beis, Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Kafes, he was asked whether in a situation of a Baalas Tshuva, who is married to someone who's less of a Baalas Tshuva, meaning a woman who's becoming more observant, and her husband is lagging behind her in their commitment, so she is willing to commit to Taharas HaMishpacha in total, and the husband's not there yet. So the question was, in hope of getting your husband fully on board, can she be Mako on the Chumra B'nos Yisrael? Can she treat herself as a Nida Mi'ikar Adin and be Tavelas after 7 days from her original Re'iyah and not be Machmur for Takanas the Rebbe Chumra B'nos Yisrael? So Rav Levis is noted that under these specific circumstances, even though in general he wouldn't condone this, but where there's a possibility that being Mekel now would bring the husband along over time, and she thinks that she'll be able to convince him over time to accept Taharas HaMishpacha in total, then that would be acceptable. When Rabbi Willig gave Shir on Hilchos Nida, I recall that he mentioned Rav Moshe saying something similar, that you can instruct Bali Tshuva, who are in the process about this, not to be Machmir for Chumras B'nos Yisrael. But I'm not familiar with the direct source, so don't quote me on that, I can't source it. Yeah?
So, the Rav Zeir's Chumra that he mentioned, that's what's in question, what the status is, but Tanis Rebbe is definitely...
So, in Rabbi Levis' Tshuva, he doesn't... that raises the same issue that we raised in the other context of the Gali Masechta. So he presents it as Chumra de Rav Zeira, or Chumra B'nos Yisrael of Rav Zeira, but he doesn't account for Takanas Rebbe, so that would seem to assume maybe like the same approach that even Takanas Rebbe may be negotiable.
Why would it be more Chumra? Ultimately, it's a sub meaning.
More Chumra because it's of earlier origin and a more formal Takana. Meaning, if you don't accept this Ravan, so then Takanas Rebbe was an absolute formal Takana, and Chumra B'nos Yisrael was a grassroots effort that maybe according to minority Rishonim wasn't concretized as an absolute day.
The actual story of it, would it be a
Safik
Deraisa
or Safik Deraisa? Potentially it's a Safik Deraisa, because if she's really a Zava, so then that's a Safik Deraisa. The reason for the concern is because of a Safik Deraisa.
But no, I thought for Rebbe it was that if this is her first day of Nida, she needs to wait 7 days.
Right, that's still a Deraisa.
That's be Safik.
Anyway, you slice it, meaning sometimes it's a Chumra to treat a Zava Katan as a Nida, sometimes it's a Chumra to treat a Nida as a Zava Gadola. Is the Chumra going both directions? I just point on the Rambam, it sounds like it only goes in one direction, I'm not sure about that, but the Pashto says it goes in both directions. Anyone else? Okay, just to conclude, so as not to leave this for next time, and then we can start the new segment next time, this machlokas about Takanas B'nos Yisrael of Reb Zeira is a machlokas we showed him whether our practice of not accepting the kulos of dam tohar is a derivative of the concept of zera. With mina torah, a woman gives birth. So after 7 days for a boy, after 14 days for a girl, until the end of a 40-80-day period, any dam she sees is dam tohar. It's not dam that renders her tmeya, and she's mutaris levayla. A woman gives birth, goes to the mikvah at the end of 7 days. If she's not bleeding, she's mutaris levayla, and any dam she sees in the next 33 days is dam tahor. So, lahalacha, we are machmir, not to be noheg this kula. According to many Rishonim, that is a derivative of Chumra B'nos Yisrael. If you look in the Ramban, Hilchos Nida, Perek Dalet, Halacha Kaf, the Ramban writes that this is a kal v'chomer. If we're machmir, B'nos Yisrael, Afilu Roa Tipos Dam Kechardol, the Count Shiva Nekiyim. So here, where there's a lot more grounds to make mistakes, so then we should definitely be machmir here as well. So says the Ritva. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, you see Rabbi Halacha Vav, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam attributes this practice to a chiddush in the Yemei HaGeonim. And he writes that there are different practices in different areas. He heard that in France, the practice was to still be mekel about Dam Tohar. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim, whether our practice of Dam Tohar is a later Takana or a Chiddush in the Tkufas HaGaonim, or is it a derivative of Takana's Chumras Benos Yisrael of Reb Zera. Okay, Mirza Hashem, next time we'll start the Sugya of Hargasha. Please take a look at, I emailed Numar Makamas today. Please take a look at the Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaRoa Kesem, Daphne Zayin Rebeis. You should minimally see the Mishnah in the first few lines of the Gemara, and then the Gemara from the bottom line in Zayin Rebeis to the two dots on Ches Amud Aleph, with a few key Rashis that I highlighted and the Tosfos. We'll discuss the nature of Hargasha. Why is Hargasha significant? Min HaTorah, a woman is only Timea if she sees Dam of Hargasha that comes with a sensation. So we'll discuss, to understand the underpinnings of Hargasha, we'll discuss the status of Re'iya below Hargasha, if she knows that Dam comes min HaMakor without Hargasha, and then we'll move on to discuss what is Hargasha and Hargasha Bizman Hazeh, which will probably take us at least another two, if not three, chaburas. So in addition to that, start looking at the Peskei Tshuvas and Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. We're basically going to be spending time for the next week. We're not going to get past Kuf Pei Gimel Seif Aleph and Kuf Zayin Seif Aleph. Then after that, we'll move on to the Sugya of Ksamim, which is the end, the rest of Simen Kuf Zayin, which is a lengthy Simen. We'll only really spend time on the first 10 se'ifim of Simen Kuf Tzadi. We'll do the rest more quickly. So if you get ahead of yourselves, you can continue Tor Beis Yosef, Mechaber, Amanos, Ekelim in Simen Kuf Tzadi.